Hello and happy Christmas to you all. The following programme, I Am One, We're Dreaming of a Wet Christmas Again, is, as you may know by now, a satirical comedy programme based around the trio of comedic gems which are Manx Politics, Manx Radio and Manx Life. As such, it contains topics and language which is a little, well, fruitier than our usual cheery output. It is not our intention to offend this Christmas, so that doesn't sound like your cup of mulled wine. We suggest you skip the next half an hour or so, listen to something more to your tastes on one of the thousands of wonderful MR podcasts, and join us again in 30 minutes. Thanks very much, and may your new year be healthy and full of joy.
Hello, it's that time of year again when everyone pretends to be friends and we all forget our differences, or make a possible stab at doing it, whilst looking to the new year in the optimistic belief that just because the number has nudged up one, everything is going to be loads better, even though nothing much has actually been done to actually bring about any change. Next year, of course, is an exciting year on the Isle of Man, the Young Farmers Concert in March, a TT in June, a celebration of glottal stops, guttural noises and phlegm in the year of the Manx language. The Gravel Railway Easter Bunny Trains, which will be going green by burning real bunnies rather than coal over Easter 26. And to cap it all, what will undoubtedly be one of the most overhyped, overreported, overexcited and ultimately incredibly dull event of the year, the Manx General Election. A chance for the entire Manx populace outside the Man in Line 5 to have their chance to tell our politicians how rubbish they think they are, by unceremoniously dumping a lot of them into relatively well state-heeled obscurity for the large part, while simultaneously recruiting a good number of fresh new faces, all keen as mustard and full of excellent intentions and with no political experience whatsoever, who will then spend the next few years getting to know what the few who have survived the humane political cull have already come to appreciate. It's actually impossible to make any significant changes in the Isle of Man in a vanishingly brief 5-year period in office. Like so many before them, as they start the ritual banging of heads against various bureaucratic doors, it gradually starts to dawn on the new MHKs and ministers, with little or no experience of the area in which they suddenly find themselves in charge, they have no hope in taking on a sizeable army of full-time professionals. And if you really want to make a difference, it would be far more effective to keep a lot of the more experienced politicians and vote on changing a sizable chunk of the senior civil service. However, all that excitement is for the future. For now, it's dark, probably wet, and a general feeling of gloom and inevitable despondency prevails. Yes, it's time for Manx Radio Breakfast, right up there with readings from Mein Kampf, as a warm-up act for my show.
Hello, good morning and welcome to breakfast. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to yet another morning here on Manx Radio on the beautiful Isle of Man. And what's the weather like today, Sean?
Shit, as usual.
Great, we'll do what we can to cheer you up.
Fat chance.
With some of the greatest camp pop classics from the last 100 years, as well as hits from the likes of Iggy Cock, Dua Lita Kitchenware, Kate Minge, Bobby Crush and Mary Mungo and Midge, as we look forward to what's going to be a very big year next year.
The year of the Manx language.
Yes, and also, of course, a general election here on the Isle of Man.
Whatever.
So, your chance over the coming months to suddenly hear lots from loads of elected representatives you may have forgotten existed. But a great week coming up here on Breakfast. This morning, we'll be discussing more about possible disincentives in the benefits system discouraging full-time employment, particularly among the lazy. Treasury Minister Alison Wonderland joins us just after 8.
Tomorrow at 8, we'll be hearing about the marina plans in Ramsey. Assumed dead in the water, they may not be high and dry. Ramsey MHK Alison Wonderland will be in the studio just after 8.
On Wednesday, we have a special report on the state of the island's nascent maggot industry, which has started, by mistake it has to be said, at the meat plant. Dr. Alison Wonderland joins us to talk more about the nutritional benefits of maggots.
We have a full report this Thursday on a new festival for gay mummers, jugglers and mime artists in 2026, which is due to take place over 2 weekends in November. We'll talk to Treasury Minister Ramsay MHK, Doctor and keen juggler Alison Wonderland.
Then on Friday, it's a story which has been around for some time now without any apparent resolution. What's the best name for Logan Eyre's Puffin? We'll have some great suggestions from Treasury Minister, Ramsay MHK, Doctor and Puffin lover, Alison Wonderland. But before all that, let's have some sport with Rob.
Morning, Ben.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, Sean.
Morning, Sean.
I've done you.
Yes, and in rugby, table-topping Douglas travel to Branston Parklands in West Lothian next week. Douglas sitting just top of the table, looking to defend a 4-2-3-7 league-topping performance with 5 wins out of the mandatory 9 games this semester with 2 in hand. Parklands will be looking for revenge after letting things drift past the 50-yard line just 10 minutes before extra time during their last outing at Brown Boys Gampton in what promises to be an exciting game. Joining me now is Treasury Minister Ramsay MHK, Dr. Puffin lover and ex-hooker Dr. Alison Wonderland. Can you see Douglas getting past the Parklands front row?
Jade always admired her father when she was young and he paid for everything. But as the years rolled by, the cash she needed went from money for sweets and My Little Pony to 40 grand for the deposit on a 4-bedroom house. She needed her inheritance now, but sadly Dad wasn't dead yet. She needed to try and bypass him.
Dad, you forgot Sunday lunch again.
No, I didn't. I just didn't want to go to yours for Sunday lunch.
Can you not remember me asking?
Yes, of course I can remember your bloody asking. You said, don't forget to bring the wine and can you take the kids to the park afterwards so we can have a kip on the sofa?
If you have an aging parent who's loaded but refusing to keel over, then we can help. We can draw up an innocent-looking document for them to sign which allows you to get your hands on all their lovely lolly in just a few weeks. Meaning the state will take care of them while you take care of their assets.
I think it's time we got you into a home, Dad. You'll be safe there.
I'm safe in my home. It's got chub locks on the front door and CCTV.
Do you want me to call a taxi?
No, I just want you to get out of the car so I can get to golf.
We can set up a trust fund for you so your money's safe.
Yes, until you spend it. I'm not bloody dead yet.
Our bread and butter is the icing on your cake.
Now I know my future is secure. I can relax again. Can you spell yacht, Dad?
Of course I can spell bloody yacht.
Faster by, good evening. I'm Chris Pissum, and we're live for the Red Arrows display. I'm so excited, I might take off myself. Or wet myself, possibly both. With me is Red 10, Jack Brown. Hi, Jack. How excited are you?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, absolutely thrilled. But perhaps not quite...
Oh, there's one! And it's gone. Well, fast, very fast. Did you see that, Jack? I mean, you must have. It's your thing, after all.
Yeah, that was the opening pass. And now they'll...
Oh, another one! There it goes. Whoosh. Ah, gone again. Blink and you'll miss it, eh, Jack? I blink.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying, what's remarkable is the precision...
Oh, another one! It's loud, isn't it? That's got to be, what, 100 miles an hour, Jack?
More like 600.
600? Incredible. I couldn't even run that fast down Douglas Head. Oh, look, there's one upside down. What? Why is it upside down, Jack?
Well, that's the synchro pair. Perfect symmetry.
Mm, lovely. Anyway, where'd they go? Oh, is that one? No, it's a seagull. Hang on. Here comes one. Oh, yeah, look. There we go. There it goes again. Gone again. Like my attention span.
Well, they'll possibly return for a final pass.
Fantastic. We love a final pass, or any pass, really. That's the Red Arrows there. Live on Manx Radio. You're welcome, my love man. Oh, wait, there's another one. It's red. Actually, they're all red. What are the chances? Anyway, that should have painted a vivid, detailed, expertly technical picture for our listeners. Thousands of hours of training, years of experience, and it was all over in about 3 seconds. And the Red Arrows, boom, boom. Anyway, back to the studio.
The Man in Line with Drew Wintersaurus.
Minutes past 12, and breaking news just in this last minute.
Oh, here. The Isle of Man government's decided to scrap free healthcare in its entirety. It's also introducing an air tax whereby you're invoiced for every breath you take, which is calculated on an average person's lung capacity. MHKs are also being given a pay uplift and will all be paid £500,000 each, £500,000 each per year. And income tax has been increased for all brackets to 85%, meaning the average household will be £25,000 worse off. What do you think of that? Text, call, email, WhatsApp, 85% income tax, £500,000 salaries for MHKs, 166177, or email studio@maxradio.com, call 66 1368. Gillian is with us now. Hi, Gillian.
Hi, Drew. Yeah, interesting what you just said there, but I was wondering if you were aware that there are news reports coming out of a remote suburb in northern Nigeria, in Gombe, that South Atlantic salmon are beginning to decline in population, which is a major contributor to the African continent's economy.
Right.
And I just wondered if the question has been asked about how that might affect the Isle of Man's reserves.
Yeah, so how would that affect the Isle of Man's reserves?
Well, you must be aware that the Atlantic salmon is a species of ray-finned fish in the family Salmonidae. It's the third largest salmon of the Salmonidae, behind Siberian taimen and the Pacific Chinook salmon, growing up to a metre in length.
Hold on, Gillian, just a moment. We've just found out that Manx care is being abolished. Politicians are giving themselves a 5,000% pay rise, and you're worrying about salmon populations.
But most populations are anadromous, Drew. They hatch in streams and rivers, but move out to sea as they grow.
Yeah, I'm just going to fade you down for a moment, and we'll come back to you later.
Manx Radio. As Manx says...
As Manx as Walter Wannenberg.
Manx Radio at Christmas.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep. Manx Radio News at 3 minutes past the hour because the presenter can't stick to his timings. I'm Jonesy McGroin. There have been protests outside government offices after someone suggested maybe trying something arty. News that a new public sculpture had been suggested in a section of land no one has visited in 200 years spread like wildfire amongst the Facebook population. Manx Radio has been speaking to demonstrators in Douglas.
It's not that I don't like art. I do like art, but this is shit.
Have you even seen it? Pictures of the sculpture haven't even been released yet.
I mean, I don't have to, do I?
My morning commute goes within 30 miles of this proposed site. What if I want to take a detour on my way into work and take a look at this patch of grass? I haven't done it yet, but I might. And what would I see now? A sculpture. It's absolutely bloody scandalous.
Look, mate, yeah, well, they say it's a sculpture, don't they? But we all know what sort of device it'll really be. They just don't want you to know. And the mainstream media won't tell you this.
What do you mean, device?
Look, do your own research. But all I'll say is, have you seen any toucans in Balasala since the three legs went up at the airport?
Well, no, but...
Exactly.
A move to impose a maximum speed limit on the movements of MHKs has been shot down in the House of Keys. Following the successful introduction of a 20 miles per hour speed limit across the island, the DOI has put forward a motion to impose the same limit on the activities of the island's politicians. However, the move has been opposed in the Keys, with many saying the move would be dangerous, as so few had any experience of moving so quickly. And Public Health Isle of Man is warning that diarrhea and vomiting is circulating again this Christmas. It's issued advice for anyone who may be suffering. Siobhan Fletcher has the details.
Public Health says if you're vomiting, you make sure your head is down the bog, and if you have the shits, you should make sure your arse is placed over it. If the two strike at once, sufferers are advised to try and do the chucking up first. If this isn't possible, then both hands and face should be washed thoroughly.
Longer evenings and Christmas parties mean more action is needed before you head out on the piss. Think bouncer. B. Bladder. Don't break the golden seal too early after preloading, or you'll spend half the night in the bog, not with your mates. O.
Open the door before you enter the club, even when you're pissed. It still hurts if you walk into it and you look a right dick. You, umbrella, don't take it unless you're over 60, no matter how hard it's raining. You look like a twat on the dance floor or even at the bar. N, mobile. It starts with an M, but you won't remember that by the end of the evening, just like the phone itself. C, coat. Leave it with your umbrella and wear an open neck shirt. But do remember at least one card, good for at least a grand or 2 grand if you think of getting a taxi home. E, remember, it's not legal on the island. Keep it hidden. R, rubber. Always handy to have at least a couple in your pocket. Stay safe this Christmas, whether you're heading out or going in. Brought to you by Charlie from Energy and the IOM Gum Clinic.
Good heavens! Well, what's that noise?
There's something appearing in the middle of the chamber. It's some sort of box-like structure.
A police box?
No, it's a camera obscura.
Incredible. It's the most amazing thing to happen here since
that time we carried on debating until 9 p.m. without stopping for tea?
Hello? I'm the doctor. Where am I?
You've landed in the Timbre Chamber here on the Isle of Man.
Goodness me! I've been travelling through the astral vortex for so long, I've completely lost touch with reality.
So have we, Doctor. Can you help us?
Where are we in time?
It's about lunchtime, but don't worry, we don't have to go back to work for several hours.
No, I mean, in what time period have I landed? Looking around here and at your strange clothes and wigs, I'm guessing it's the 18th century, is that right?
No, it's the 21st century.
And you're on the Isle of Man.
That makes sense now. I was last here in 1723, and it was much the same, albeit the place was a bit smarter.
So, can you help us, Doctor?
I'm very glad you asked me that.
Well, can you?
That's a very good question.
But what is the answer?
Well, I think the real issue here is, what is the question?
Doctor, we need help
with our greatest foe.
The Daleks, the Cybermen, the Ice Warriors?
No, a vast, unpredictable organism with thousands of mouths, even more limbs, but just one giant hive mind hell-bent on our destruction.
A formidable foe indeed. And what is this creature called?
It's called the Electorate.
I'm very sorry to hear that. The Electorate, a formidable foe indeed.
What can we do? Every day they're getting stronger and stronger and just want to see us gone.
Have you tried talking to it?
Frequently.
Almost too frequently.
And?
If anything, it makes it worse.
They just laugh at us.
And then go on social media to slag us off even more.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
What else can we do? Could we reverse the polarity?
No, I think there are probably enough polarized views already.
Sonic screwdriver?
I think not.
What then?
We need to monotonize them into self-extinction.
You mean?
Yes, bore them to death. It's something I've been doing for several years now. It's a technique which is used to great effect in Treasury. Make yourself over-available to everyone to talk at length about anything from the parlous state of the reserves to the crumbling infrastructure of the island, and start most answers by saying, I'm very sorry to hear that. Then get waffling at great length about how the balance sheet shows an improvement in the overall asset position compared to the previous year, and how this is due mainly to a significant reduction in the central government pension liability, and continues to monitor the position in order to protect
the
reserves.
Stop it, Doctor, no, stop it!
To ensure that they are available to grow and invest in the future of the island. Of course, the amount of debt held by central government is recorded as £657 million, details of which are included under contingency liabilities.
No, Doctor, stop!
Stop it,
point it the other way!
There has been a need to continue to draw from government reserves in the short term to support activities, and the performance of investments has also been subject to significant volatility due to market conditions during the year.
However, Treasury continues to focus on achieving stability within the island's economy and continues to monitor the position in order to protect reserves to ensure that they are available to grow and invest in the future of the island. And the Isle of Man government's credit strength, diverse economy, and ability to comply with local tax standards are all noted. In the latest credit opinion update report from the international ratings agency, Moody's, which was published in November.
Hello, it's Howard Kane. You may know me from such programmes as the jazz workout show Sweat and Sing, or the jazz-inspired self-defence show Jumpin' Gym, maybe the arts and culture programme aimed at old punks, Spitright, or one of my podcasts, like the one where we take a leading MHK birdwatching in Twat of the Day.
Ooh.
Well, with Nicola...
Halt! Who goes there?
...busy this week, they're letting me loose on the 90s show, which I feel is apt as, after all, I am Howard Kane, with an E. So, before we start, let me just get that side dealt with.
Nice one, Rice. Yeah, sorted. You're listening to Manx Radio. That's Manx with a C, and I'm Howard Kane with an E. Speaking of which... Right, you f***ing knobbids. Yeah, aye, here we go. Yeah, right, 90s madness. Sorted. And there's a right banging out. Takes me back to that illegal rave off the Southfield Road that got broken up by the Razzers in 91. The bastards. Give it up for Do the Batman. Nice one.
With radio figures falling, particularly among those who were listening, stations have been turning to increasingly desperate methods to attract younger audiences. And here at Manx Radio, that means anyone under the age of 70. One suggestion to be trialled in 2026 is to bin off the daily whinge fest of the Moanin' Line with a new programme called The Rappin' Line, which will see young people being asked to condense all those repetitive daily whinges from pensioners and those with nothing else to do which crop up day in, day out, into a 3-minute rap, with the hope of not just attracting a new audience, but also helping lots of current listeners to get back 57 minutes of their life every weekday.
Yo, yo, check the airwaves, hear the people's fatigue every midday. We fight in the same league, it's man in line. The judge, the jury, the bench, calling out Tim Wold, cleaning out the stench. They promise growth, yeah, the island plan is the script. But my bank account's stressed, fam, my pockets are stripped. See the tax rate drop, they call it a saving. But the high net worth cap is the future they're engraving. We stack paper just to stay here, the cost is a weapon. Gotta work twice as hard to make it past 11. They're talking 2 billion in the reserve. Yeah, it's sitting tight, but the local shop is charging bare fees for the light. It's a tale of 2 islands, one is all finance and flair, the other's the youth, trapped in the affordability snare. Forget the trial daily law chat, I need the deeds now. Need them MHKs on the hot seat, making a vow. Man in line, yeah, that's the only direct dial. Put the politicians on blast, give
the public a trial. Welcome to the Pavilion at 12, an exclusive and truly singular freehold residence, discreetly positioned within a mature and impeccably landscaped rear garden. This architecturally understated timber abode offers an intoxicating fusion of countryside serenity and suburban convenience. Its handcrafted vertical cladding exudes artisanal authenticity, while the thoughtfully unglazed fenestration invites a delicate interplay between light, shadow, and mild draft. The interiors boast an uncompromisingly open plan layout, equally suited to meditation, storage, or quiet existential contemplation. Opportunities of this caliber are vanishingly rare. Arrange your private, invitation-only viewing today and discover a lifestyle, not merely a shed. Available exclusively with GC Blue.
Several countries, which appear to have been somewhat successful since the 2000s, techniques to farm this species using aquacultural methods have also been developed, and at present it is farmed in great numbers in many places around the world.
Never mind. Worth a try.
I'll leave it with you, but it would be good to know how the Treasury intends to respond to that, especially with the budget not too far away.
When the man in line's not on air, for Christ's sake, go and do something else rather than just sitting around all day waiting to have a whinge.
This is Journey to My Cream.
Now, a question I often ask people in this podcast, what made you want to become a milkman?
Yeah, well, Beth, I think it's a mixture of things. I mean, I don't just mean skimmed, semi-skimmed, full fat, or indeed, yeah, the cheese and yoghurt boys, of course, but silence at the float, the fresh air, cows, of course.
Early morning practices?
Not really practice sessions, but they're the real thing. You got your apron on, your cap on, you got your pedal to the metal.
So what sort of speeds are we talking about?
Oh, 150, 175, close to 200 on Sorby Strait.
Miles per hour?
Metres.
God.
It's a milk float.
Is it dangerous?
Well, it is if there's some knob on a high-powered bike out for a morning blast.
It's a really long way to travel your rounds. How do you remember all the routes you have to take? Do you memorise the corners?
No, not really.
Oh, wow. So what do you do?
Well, I normally look through the windscreen at the road ahead, and then if there's a corner, I turn the wheel in the appropriate direction.
Amazing.
But there's a few special corners which I remember because I know my customers, they like me to pop in now and again to deliver some extra cream, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah.
But there's also this fellow, though, I know, who was a famous TT rider once. He's retired now, of course. Knows every inch of the course like the back of his hand. If I get a bit rusty on the route, I drop in for a cup of tea. I just have to remember he likes it really weak.
Milky?
Yeah, that's him. Right, I'm off. See you on the start line.
I expect so. Everyone else has been there.
News.
The Education Minister says a new Castle Rushen High School could be operational before the century is out. The project is now at the concept design stage, where architects charge huge sums to draw up pictures of what the department would like the school to look like but can't afford. The school was classed as no longer fit for purpose in 1997, and plans were prioritised in the Department of Education the following year for its replacement, with work being accelerated through Tynwald. Minister Daphne du Maurier says there are very many pressures on the department, not least only having a budget big enough to pay for the drawings. Isle of Man Bank has confirmed its mobile branch Penny is being taken off the road after setting a new world record for being the most unreliable van in Western Europe. The van service was introduced in 2015 following the closure of three of the island's physical branches. However, during the last decade in which it's been on the road, it's spent over 8 years being fixed. Simon Richardson has the details.
Penny only lasted 3 months before a loose hubcap put her off the road for 27 weeks. This was followed in 2016 by three punctures, a loose exhaust bracket and a squeaky back door, which all contributed to just over 10 months being spent in the garage. The van spent nearly all of 2017 off the road after hitting a beanbag in January of that year, and a succession of further incidents, including sticky door handles, grubby floor mats, corroded windscreen wiper rubber and the plastic bit on top of the gear knob falling off, meant the bank had to withdraw her from service for increasingly longer periods, meaning more and more elderly and infirm people who didn't want to use online banking, as they didn't have a clue, were forced to get their kids to sort it out for them. In a statement, Isle of Man Bank says it's unfortunate that despite being the same sort of van that lots of other delivery firms use with impunity, theirs kept going wrong, but adds that in 10 years that Penny had been mostly off the road, online banking has increased far more than when they just asked people to do it.
And the island is in the brace position with its head between its knees as another uncreatively named storm approaches. We've had Ashley, Bashley, Cashley, Dave, Egbert and Fashley. Now the Facebook Met Office says Storm Gashley will arrive in the next few seconds, threatening to disrupt this very news bulletin. It's expected to bring force 25 gales and pose a significant risk to any houses that aren't excessively pegged down and pets off their leash. The Slaefell-Bolton Railway isn't operating. Thanks, Radio News.
I Am One, We're Dreaming of a Wet Christmas Again was written by Edwina Roach, Ninja Ostrich's Slowest Fire and Lush Lyrics, and was performed by them with help, willing or otherwise, from Islamic Worlds, Acorn Wipes, Phoebe Pease, Basil Richthofen and Admin Snorter. It was a Three Wise Men production for Manx Radio, and as usual was made on a shoestring, at the last minute and with no rehearsals, as you could probably tell. Or perhaps not, that's the same as all other Manx Radio programmes now that I think about it. There'll be another one in July and perhaps a live version at the Peel Centenary Centre if we ever get our asses around to arranging it. Watch this space. I'm off to see a man about a dog. My dog, since you ask. And the man is a vet with worming tablets. Now that's rock and roll.